Hold on.
So, this is Madge Weinstein, I'm a lesbian with food allergies. I'm recording this on Labor Day, and I just wanted to, well, what I have for you today is a special program. It's actually a recording that is almost 4 years old, and it's never been played in its unedited entirety until today. I've been going through trying to fix my archives and put things on the CD, the DVD, the DVD plus DL, the DL, DVD, not download, it's download, down, do a layer. Anyway, I'm going to play that. I'm not going to talk much, but in the spirit of what we've been talking about, in that this Yeast Radio is dedicated to getting Barack Obama elected president of this United States, I want to offer you this. Creative visualization was popularized by Shirley MacLaine in the 80s, of course. However, I, being a lesbian, still believe that it works. I believe in creative visualization. And if you visualize it, you can make it happen better. So, more likely. I don't know from grammar. I have Alzheimer's disease in the early stages, so I can't put sentences together for shit. But anyway, I want you, audience, to picture in your mind, and I'm dead serious about this, picture the day that, I don't know who announces news, but one of those news anchors says, the results are in, the winner, the next president of the United States is Barack Obama. And then you see it on CNN, you turn the channel to CBS, you turn the channel to Fox News even, and they all say the same thing, Barack Obama, elected president of the United States. Imagine it, people. Imagine it and make it come true.
Oh, what a celebration we'll have today.
Thank goodness.
Let's have a celebration that grinned away.
Thank goodness.
Finally a day that's totally wicked, witch-free.
We couldn't be happier.
Couldn't be happier, right, dear? Couldn't be happier. Right here, look what we've got, a fairy tale plot, our very own happy ending. Where we couldn't be happier, true, dear? Couldn't be happier. And we're happy to share our ending vicariously with all of you. Couldn't feel humbler, we couldn't be happier, because happy is what happens when all your dreams come true.
Everybody, this is Madge Weinstein once again with an edition of Yeast Radio. Well, this is another special podcast, and I am in the home of one of Chicago's most famous female impersonators, Matthew Bogseth. And he, along with being a star of the Feast of Fools variety show, is also, well, I'll let you tell the story yourself, Matthew. I'm going to hand the microphone to Matthew for a while, and we're just going to see what happens.
Well, tonight I just want to say to y'all, I need to feed my babies. They're all hungry.
I'm hungry, Mama.
I know, baby. Be quiet. You're hungry.
I'm hungry, Mama.
I know, babies. Just be quiet now. Mama's getting nervous and upset. Now, Mama's going to head on out. She's going to listen now, baby. Don't. Stop that dang crying now, child. Shut it up. Mama's going to head out. She'll be back. Like every time she comes back, as soon as she says she is.
Yeah, you always say you're coming back, Mama, and you never do for 2 weeks, and you know it. And everybody thinks you're just out there, but you know you're out prostituting and whoring around. You know it.
Mama's going to the restaurant to make some food and bring some food home to you youngins now. Now, Feed the Children's coming. She'll be right here momentarily. You know that that girl from All in the Family? What's her name? Sally Strutters. That's right. Sally Strutters will be here with the food basket any minute now. Now, you tell her Mama went over to the church and she'll be right back. I know. Okay, baby.
Mom, don't leave. I'm hungry.
I know, baby. Don't be as a crying now. Mama be right back. All right, now, y'all. Take care.
No.
I'll see y'all later now.
No, don't go. Why did she leave us again?
Because I told you she's out prostituting and whoring around.
What's a prostitute?
She lays in the alley with all the men, doing that crack and drinking that moonshine.
What's crack and moonshine? Oh, we're hungry. we don't have no food. What are we going to do? Who's?
She doesn't care. She's always drunk and hopped up. Now she's as high as a damn cat coming in. Now she's going to give us some bullshit now that she feels sorry.
Mommy,
she knows damn well she don't. And will you damn kids shut up? You're getting on my damn nerves.
Baby.
Oh, did you finally come back after 2 weeks?
Baby, now, don't be a shouting out now. Mama's doing good. Sally Strutters is coming to dinner. Oh, Sally, it's so good to see you. Say, everybody, Sally Strutters here. Don't get excited now. Calm down. Mama's been at church. Hi, y'all. Hi. You know, when I was doing Archie Bunker, I really have a heart for the kids that are starving today and need food around the world, especially in Appalachia, like it is today. And, well, anyway, I'm kind of hungry myself, actually. Oh, honey, there's plenty of food. No, there's plenty of food. Don't get upset. Please don't get upset. Please. Where's your mom? Where's Mama?
You know you're laying in the alley with all those goddamn men. You know it.
Baby, you know I love
you. I'm telling the minister I'm going to call family service on you.
Family.
I'm reporting you.
So y'all now, we got plenty of food. Mama's going out again. She'll be right back. The minister's going to be here, okay?
Oh, Mommy.
Okay, now why don't you tell her...
Mommy, we want some macaroni and cheese, please.
Mama's got a whole box full of it. Okay, now, babies, I'll be right back. Y'all take care now, all right? And you watch her, Becky Lou, Mona Lisa, Raymond.
I'm tired of changing them damn dirty diapers.
Listen, baby, you watch those damn kids, all right?
Hell, don't you watch them. They're your kids.
Don't you make me get that damn belt.
I don't care. I'm reporting you to family service. Now I'm going to tell them how bad you are with all that whiskey and crack and drugs.
Mommy, blow us a balloon.
Give me that damn prophylactic. That's a rubber, you goddamn child. What the hell's wrong with you?
What?
That's a damn rubber. Goddamn prophylactic.
What's that?
Tell her what all these things are, Mama.
You ought to tell her. You're laying with all the men in the alley. And coming home with the moonshine, that's where the link card went. You sold the damn link card for the damn food stamps. Drinking every damn thing. I'm telling the minister, too, what a bum you are.
Make us a doggy, Mom.
Y'all kids are doing okay now, right? We're all going to go to church and sing a gospel song and praise the Lord for all the good.
Straight to hell.
Yo.
Straight to hell, Mommy. Straight to hell.
Mommy, why are you leaving again?
Mama's got a nervous condition. She's got to leave. She'll be back in about 2 days, baby. Now, don't tell these kids anything about Mama again, all right? Now, y'all take care. Talk to you later. Y'all got food and plenty of juice and everything in the fridge now. Now, y'all eat.
Mommy ain't coming back for 2 weeks, and I ain't changing the goddamn diapers no more.
Give me some
of
that.
I want some food. I wish to hell Mama was here.
Grandma.
For me.
cooking for you. The damn stove's out because she didn't pay the goddamn gas bill.
Grandma,
Mama's got to go out. She'll be right back. She just went to get some milk, beer. I mean milk.
You mean damn moonshine. That's what you mean. Beer, crack. Mommy. Where's the link card that you blew?
All right, babies, y'all have a good time tonight.
I want some beer, Mama.
Baby, baby.
I think they need a nurse.
I think they need a nurse. I'm going to bring a nurse in for y'all now. Hold on.
Yeah, not again.
Nurse Stella's ain't.
Mama. What the hell's wrong with you goddamn kids? Are you crazy? Y'all goddamn lost your freaking mind. What the hell's wrong with you?
Your goddamn mother's a whore, a sinner, a tramp, a slut. This is the way. This is the way to Jesus. This is the way to salvation. Don't you be back talking me, Mama. I heard you say that to me. Don't you talk that way again.
Mama,
I am not a whore, babe. Listen, I'm leaving you with Nurse Stella Zena. I'm leaving you with Nurse Stella Zena.
I don't give a damn. I'm tired of these kids pooping in their pants. It's about time you watch them.
Mama, don't go, Mommy. Please don't go.
All right, now, y'all, calm down.
Let me hold the mic. Okay.
Y'all, calm down now. I'm your goddamn babysitter. Shut up.
Mama's out whoring around again.
I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to hurt them. Just shut up, Mama. Quit telling me to treat those kids so goddamn bad. They're good.
Take your medicine you need, you crazy thing.
Don't you be talking to me that way, Mama. I have found the Lord, I have found salvation, and nothing, no voices, no hallucinations are coming back to me. I'm staying out of that nut house, Mama. You ain't taking me back.
That fucking nut house, Mama.
You are not taking me back. Stop talking to me, Mama.
I'm sending you back.
I ain't no goddamn slut.
You took your link card, and I'm going to tell them that you spent all the money on moonshine.
Shut up, babies, before I get that damn belt and whoop your goddamn ass. Give you something to cry about, you goddamn spoiled little motherfucker.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a television commercial. This program was brought to you by Preparation H.
Preparation H helps you unswell your butt. A wonderful product for hemorrhoids.
But, Mommy, my cunt stinks.
Oh, baby, there's something you can use for your cunt. It's called Summer's Eve. You just flush it up your vagina canal and clean out all that damn dirty yeast, you nasty slut.
Mama, you got a dirty mouth. You got a filthy mouth laying in the alley with all those bums.
Oh, baby, Mama's got to do what she's got to do to make a living.
I'm telling them what a whore you are and how bad you are, and these kids ain't got no diapers.
Or birth control babies. Now, y'all know you're 12 years old. Don't be having no babies while Mama's out working.
You're out working.
Y'all
got damn
babies?
No, Mama.
Mommy's a prostitute.
Well, now, since we've...
Thank you, Preparation H. And now back to our program.
Sylvina, come here, darling. Please, come here. I must show you something. I have a show tonight, darling. I have to perform for the audience once more time. Really, darling, it's exciting and vibrant. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Me too.
Oh, oh. darling.
What do I need to do?
Oh, darling, help me with my wardrobe. Go in the dressing room and pick something out fabulous for me, darling.
Wonderful.
Oh, Miss Silvina.
Gown.
Oh, that would be wonderful, darling. Just wonderful. Wonderful. Wait a minute, darling.
Merveilleuse, ça sera tellement merveilleux avec votre chevelure et vos jambes si jolies.
Oh, my darling, that is so lovely. Oh. Darling, please, let me show you something in the bathroom you forgot.
Oh,
Silvina, why didn't you clean the toilet?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Sorry is no excuse. Clean the damn toilet, you chump.
Oh.
Get out. Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
My God, ma'am, I've been such a good maid.
I know, darling.
Don't let me.
Mommy has not had her picture in years. Do you understand? Do you understand? Mommy has not worked in years. Darling. My man is coming tonight. Please, whatever you do, don't make a mistake. Be perfect. Perfect, darling. Wait here. 1 minute. The phone. I think the phone is ringing.
Bring.
Say what you think.
Oh, my goodness. What a stupid bitch. She looks like hell. And she thinks she's so cool and beautiful and everything. She has such a worn-out start. Oh, my God. I can stand her. I know she pays me well. That's why I'm with her. But my God, I can't wait. I can't wait to just wear a dress. Oh, and be fantastic. I'm going to be a star myself. Oh, I'm going to be such a beautiful person. I'm going to be wonderful. Wonderful. Oh.
Darling, it's him.
Oh, what is it?
It's Clark Gable again.
Oh.
Oh, darling.
Oh.
Where have you been, my love? Oh, my sweet darling, my precious love heart. My bosoms are waiting for your caressing against my gentle breast, darling. No, it can't be. Really? Don't say it. There's another. And what is her name? Silvina? But you just met her at the dinner party last night, love. Too old? Well, darling, too old? You tramp!
Oh.
I hate you, Silvina.
Oh.
I think I'm going to kill you.
Please let me go. Oh my.
What am I supposed to say? Hello, this is for HIV. Oh no, what's it? Whatever. What did I say? I'm supposed to be Preparation H. And you got to take it to feel better. You won't have no pile problem. It'll help you out. You might suffer a little, but it'll go away.
Well, I'm sorry, gentle audience. It appears that Matthew's mother got HIV, Preparation H, and vaginal yeast mixed up. I apologize for that mishap. But now back to our regularly scheduled program as we watch Nurse Stella Zina beat up some crack whores.
All right, bae. I have found Jesus once more, and the voices have stopped a-coming through my head. I have my own 12-step tape for Stella Zina's 12 Steps to Sanity. And let me tell you, the Lord has touched me in ways that I cannot explain. In my vagina, I feel the warmth of my mother's love in the vaginal yeast of my vagina. I am not a whore. I am not a slut. I am saved by Jesus.
You're a prostitute. I feel my vagina cleansed.
I feel my vagina cleansed.
I don't think so. I think she's still a prostitute.
I have found a new way of life with Jesus. How can you say such terrible things? I am born again to the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise Jesus, sister.
Amen.
Amen, Sister Jane.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. I think it's time for a revival song for the sinners of the world, the whores, the sluts, the crackheads, the damn lesbians, them damn Jewish dykes, them goddamn Italian whores, them whores who steal movie stars' men, and that goddamn crackhead. I feel the Lord, but please send your money to Stella Zena's ministry, where you can get a lovely cassette tape of all 12 steps of how to come to sanity. I have found a new way of religion, a new way of life, and let me tell you, this program works. I have not heard a damn voice in a year. You dirty little slut, Stella Zena. You smell like shit. I do not. Yes, you do. No, I don't. Yes, you do. Yes, I do. No, I don't. Shut up. Just shut it up. Shut it up. Shut it up. Quit talking to me that way. You're all crazy. You're all crazy. Nobody's sane in this world, and no one's getting out sane. Now, I feel, sisters and brothers, we need to sing a song to save our souls. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching off to war. Onward, Christian soldiers, brothers and sisters. Lord, sister, come up onto the pedestal of love. You haven't been able to see or smell or breathe for a year.
That's right. I haven't been able to see or breathe or smell for years.
And how y'all doing since I healed your dirty ass?
Oh, I feel the power of...
You feel the power of Jesus?
I feel the power, yes.
You feel Jesus?
I sure do, sister.
Oh, I think it's a revival song. The Lord has come. Brothers and sisters, raise your hand to Jesus. Praise the Lord. God is love. God is love. Save the children of the world. Love. Know him, know him. All his little children. God is love. God is love. Thank him, all your little children. That is love. God is love.
Thank him for the children. God is love. God is love.
God is love.
Sing it, sister friends. Oh, that's some wonderful music here. I am so happy to bring Jesus into the room. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Matthew Bogseth, with all your schizophrenia personalities. I really appreciate that. It sounded just like there was a room full of people, doesn't it?
It sure does. I'll tell you, sometimes I think they're all in my life, but they're just there. You know what I mean? It's like they're in my head.
Like when your personality says about the vagina being cleansed like this, say that vagina cleansing.
Bless that vagina. Cleanse that vagina. Oh, praise Lord.
That sounds like a real woman. I just can't believe it.
I do believe the energy of Jesus is cleaning your vagina, girl.
Can you ask your mother to talk about the last vaginal yeast infection she had?
Why, I sure can. What was that disease you had, girl, called chlamydia?
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia, how'd you get it?
From your father.
Well, how did you get it? Tell us.
Because he cheated.
And what did you do?
I went to the doctor and got some antibiotics.
And did you stop sleeping with him?
Hell yes.
What
were the
symptoms? What was the symptom?
Severe pain in the stomach.
Yeah, what else?
And I confronted him and he said, who the hell did you go to bed with?
Did you have an itchy pussy?
No.
Your vagina didn't smell?
No, but I had severe pain in my stomach.
My, well, isn't that nice? But your vagina didn't smell?
No.
Did you have bumps on it?
No.
Did it itch?
No.
Did it swell?
No.
Did it talk to you?
No.
Did it smell like a fish? No. Did it smell like a nasty old sardine in a can?
No. But he got mad and said it wasn't him, it was me, that I went around cheating.
So you was the whore laying in the alley on the mattress with your legs up in the air?
No, he was the ones cheating, not me.
Well, all right. Thank you very much. Have you ever had a venereal disease? Any of you Christian girls? Have you ever had a venereal disease?
I've had a disease. I've had a disease. It's called Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers. Praise Jesus.
I've had Kenny Rogers in my vagina.
Just look at Muse sitting there. You never love tonight, and I will say, tell me you stay. And I've done so many times, I saw so sure this would be night. Close the door. And I wanna say it so easy, like I've done so many times before. Don't fall in love with a heart, though you always break a heart. Just when you think you really change, he'll leave you again. Don't fall in love with a whore, 'cause he'll break you every time.
So put out the light and just hold on. Before we say
goodnight.
I have special moments thinking about my vagina. I remember one time, long time ago, I was sitting on a tree when I got this little itch by my clitoris. I wasn't sure what it was, but the next day there was a big bubble festered with pus, and it was itching and scratching. And I really wasn't a whore, but they tried to say I was.
Oh, don't fall in love with a whore, 'cause she'll always break your heart. Just think you've really changed him. No, he'll leave you again.
Don't fall in love with a dreamer, 'cause he'll break you every time. So put out la lumière et regarde-moi. Oh, c'est bien ce soir que je suis avec toi.
Before you say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yay. Oh, that was wonderful. And now, a word from our sponsor. Our next sponsor is Vagisil.
Vagisil. Okay, now all you girls know about yeast infections out there. I'm sure you do. That itching, burning sensation in your twat. right? Where you have to itch, and especially in appropriate moments, you know? What are we to do, right?
Well, scratch
your pussy on the floor. We scratch and scratch, and we use a towel, and we rub, and we rub, and we rub, and sometimes we come, too. But anyway, let's talk about Vagisil here. Okay, now Vagisil is at your local drugstore. It's only $2.99, okay? It'll cure your infection of any yeasty disease. So, you dirty whore, stay off the streets and use Vagisil and then resume. Thank you.
Great. That was a wonderful public service announcement from Vagisil. And now, we are going to be talking with the lesbian Fauntleroy, that aristocratic British lesbian.
Well, you know, when I first came out in front of the Queen of England, I was standing there in St. Thomas Park, and I saw this lovely dyke sitting on the bench next to me. And her name was Jan. She was an American girl on abroad to England. She taught me everything. She taught me about vagina stimulation, titty immolation, and vibrators. She was the most wonderful, loving child of the universe. And Jan, she left me a long time ago, you know. She left me with many diseases. She left me with the worst yeast infection that anybody could ever, ever have. Yes, it was called chlamydia. And also, I had a fungus, a big, giant, green fungus growing between me bloody legs. It was disgusting, let me tell you. I used everything. I used baking soda. I used bleach. I used Pine Sol. I used peroxide. Nothing would stop my damn bloody pussy from stinking so bloody well. Drano was too damn abrasive. So it got me some girls together, and I put them on the bed, and I hiked their skirts up, and we went at it, you know what I mean? It was quite lovely. So Jan, you're back in my life, and we are the most happiest lesbians ever.
Yes, dear.
Yes.
We are the very happiest couple together. What's it like having sex?
Darling, you taught me everything I know. What do you mean, what is it like?
What does your pussy taste like?
What does your pussy taste like?
It tastes like
a warning stump.
It tastes like tuna.
Oh my God, darling. It brings back such horrible memories to me about that nasty time we spent over at the Borgs.
When was that, dear?
Oh dear, that was quite a long time ago.
All right,
yes, of course, you damn whore. Where have you been, you slut?
I've been around.
You've been around, eh? All right. So anyway, I was crowned the Dyke of England by Queen Elizabeth herself. The Queen of England came up to me and crowned me Dyke Power. And I am the representative of England for the American audience. See, it's okay to be an English dyke, as long as you have a bike. Now, the Bible, here's a good book called Fetish. Fetish of the Fashion Sex Powers by Valerie Steele. Quite lovely book. It's very informative. It's taught me everything I know about sex. Everything and anything I know, darling. Well, darling, I've got to go, but before we leave, we must do another commercial, lovey.
For our French gentle audience, here is a French commercial for tampons in French.
Les tampons sont si doux, il faut les mettre dans son vagin. Les tampons sont tellement doux. Ils peuvent vraiment vous faire sentir comme une femme libérée. Choisissez les tampons. Tampons, aimez et libérez votre corps avec.
Okay. And now, that was our nice little improvisation here with I keep saying Victoria Lamar because that's her real name. Matthew Bogseth and his several personalities. Some lesbian, some straight, some French, some Americant, and some yeast infected. So, Victoria, why is it that you created this Matthew Bogseth character?
Why did I create a Matthew Bogseth character? Well, it all started a long time, as you can see in my picture, the Vietnamese pop star. This is where it all began, on the corner of Diversity and Clark, when Un and Tran and Hun came up to me and asked me if I wanted to sing for a band. The next thing I know, I was rocket to fame, singing at the Aragon Ballroom. It was the most amazing experience in my life. I met such wonderful people. I went to every Vietnamese weddings in Chicago. And one particular night, I was at the Aragon Ballroom, backstage, waiting for all those wonderful, talented people to come out doing their numbers. And there was a girl by the name of Twee. But instead of announcing her by her name, Twee, there was another girl by the name of Biak. And I called her a bitch. So instead of saying Biak is going to be on stage, I said, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, the bitch." So one particular song that I learned was Dim Siam Dim Nai, which is a Vietnamese song, but you must beg me to sing it. I'm not going, please. Oh my, I don't know. I mean, that's not much of applause to me, darling. Okay, all right, you insisted, I'll do it. Really, the Feast of Fools is what started creating my personality. Because I used to be just an everyday drag queen. And now today I find myself exploring different areas of my life, different channels, different performance arts. However, I did create this character who is a Vietnamese pop star. Oh, I didn't create her, she was real and it happened. To a poor, small little boy from uptown. So I'd like to sing this song to you, which means, will you stay with me tonight? And it goes, Dim Siam Dim Nai Ki Bon Chang Kwa Ong Kai Dim Siam Dim Nai Dim Zan Zai Kon Dai Em Kodo Dim Kwi Van Ya Bun Hai Kon Di Mem Kau kau you too. Dim siam dim nai hai noi ai se vơ dai. Nim vi em od linga chon nai. Chai om em chon dai cha am bia thang ka na. Va noi I want you em. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. You know, it's so funny because there used to be 1,000 people in the audience. Now there's only 4. Isn't that interesting? How little we become. We make it to the top. We become big stars and then we forget who we are. We become grandiose and we think we're fabulous. And then it all comes to a crashing end where you end up living in a flea-bat hotel.
That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you, darling. Thank you for that one. No, dear, I can't. I can't. I'd like to hear more about your vaginal infections.
I
want to
hear have a request.
Oh, request? Oh, no, we don't want to have a request. But anyway, oh, yeah. Well, there's a friend of mine who I just adore, Alexandra Billings. She's just fabulous. I mean, everything she touches turns to gold. Her and her little friend, Honey West. Now, I'm not bitter that those bitches have made it to the top. But let me tell you. But I think that I've worked my ass off hard enough to get a cabaret at that damn Gentry's. You know, I spent every fucking Tuesday singing at those stupid open mic nights till I was blue in the face and never got a goddamn place. Anyway, there's one particular song that I just adore Alex does. And it's called My Christmas Present. I want to be rich.
famous and powerful. Step on all my enemies and never do a thing. I want to be rich, famous and powerful. So all I have to do is sit around and sing. I don't want to work, struggle, or compromise. When I set a goal, I want to get it right away. Because paying your dues, that's just for other guys. As for me, I want what I want and I want it all today. I don't want to have to audition. I don't want to take class. I want to be discovered while I'm sitting on my ass. I should not have to compromise. I should not have to sweat. I did it for 5 seconds and look, what did I get? Still, I'm not rich, famous, or powerful. Madonna has it all and I can do what she can do. So why is she fish? Rich, famous, and powerful when all I have to do is slop around with you. What does it take to be famous and powerful? Oh God, please tell me if you're listening. Please tell me what to do. What does it take to be famous and powerful? I've done everything I can and now the rest is up to you. I tried being good. I tried being nice. I even tried pretending I was listening once or twice. But the really big stars had made it without it. Was Betty Davis nice? Well, I seriously doubt it. Still, she was rich. Everyone adored her and the world was at her feet. And she was a bitch. I'm tired of being sweet. Now I know I should be grateful for the little things I'm not, like friends and family and friendship. But I have to admit, all this doesn't mean shit. If I'm not rich, famous, or powerful, oh come on, you know you feel the same way. If you were rich, famous, and powerful, you could give up directors, industry recordings, people who bore us, and folks in the chorus, and kiss them all goodbye.
Yay!
Oh, Victoria and Matthew, that was wonderful, wonderful. I am simply in awe, and I would love to invite you and all of your friends back here on Yeast Radio, because I think that it's an appropriate place to talk about being a whore. Like your mother says,
he's a prostitute.
Thank you, Mrs. Bogseth. And by the way, that really is Matthew's mother, Mrs. Bogseth.
I really am Bridget Bogseth.
And in the peanut gallery, we had
Sylvie Dunn
and Jan Schenko.
And Matthew Bogseth, known as Victoria Lamar. However, can we talk about the way you were in love with me at one time?
Oh, Sylvie?
Yeah, yeah. Sylvie was in love with me.
Oh, yes. I really was attracted to him, and I was always hugging him all the time.
Wrapping your legs around him.
Wrapping my legs around him. Watching all his dirty underwear.
My hand.
And broke the bed. I was there.
Did you have sex with him?
No.
Well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He just doesn't remember. He was too drunk.
Did you swallow?
Oh, yes. I swallowed everything from him. I just love him.
Maybe Jan should talk about our experience, Victoria's experience with her.
Long ago and so far away. Ah, yes. Matthew, what can I say? He's the star. He's my friend. I love him. I love Matthew.
But what happened that night, Jan? What happened that night? Jan? Speak up.
Oh, there were a few nights, weren't there?
I guess so.
Of course, we were drunk. But I love my Matthew. I love him. Well, okay. Here, we'll roll back the time. It was like threesome. Matthew and this guy, one guy, Chris, okay? Anyway, this one guy, Chris, we were kind of like friends and stuff. He got real passionate, right? And then Matthew jumped right in.
And you went to bed with his boyfriend.
And I went to bed with his boyfriend. I'm and Matthew to this very day. I think he hates me for that.
Your friend's ass out?
The boyfriend, yeah. We fucked and it was so great. Lit up a cigarette and you know, it was just explosive. And Matthew was just like burning, fuming.
Tell them about our theater experiences.
Our
sex experiences with the theater.
Oh, yeah. We've been in, me and Matthew and Sylvie have been in the theater. and that's the truth here. Scrap. Yes, Metal Soul. Let's talk about Richard Gere now, the director.
No.
You don't want to do that one, okay. Why?
Oh, how he had the hots for me,
you mean? Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. We could tell him about, let's tell him about your birthday.
Oh, yes.
No, tell him about when you went to London.
Your birthday.
Tell him when you went to London.
I want you to talk about our experiences with John that night.
Why don't you talk about your experiences, strength, and hope?
I don't have any, honey. I'm in and out of nut houses. What do you expect? I can't, I couldn't stop doing some if my life depended on it. Yeah, I don't know.
What about
maybe
mom?
One day it'll happen.
Yes. What about mom?
Mama, wait. Would you please say something about, yeah.
When you went to London, I missed you, Len. And Sylvie, you had fun out there, remember?
Yeah.
Did you cheat on Drew?
No.
No, did you know Drew?
No.
No, she didn't know Drew. But she fell on the bus. Jan, what about you? What'd you do out there that wasn't decent?
I wasn't with the...
Oh, you weren't there? But Matt went to London, my son. He went to... He went to Scotland.
Why don't you sing us a song? Like a country
can't sing.
Song.
Yeah. What?
Come on, for your whore.
What am I going to sing? What am I going to sing?
Sing
you help me. Get in front of me. Get in front of me. Get in front of me.
No, sing
no,
a song.
No, you got to help me. Come on. Come on, sing together. You got to be with me.
All right.
Go ahead. Something you know.
I wish I was single again. My pockets would jingle again. If I was single again, my pockets would jingle again.
Wish I was single again.
How about I Need a Man?
No, how was that when I sang that
sing
song?
Sing that country song.
No, I'm trying to think. Wait.
Hurry up. It's got to be
famous. Something. You think of something that's country. Go ahead.
Stand by your man. Whatever.
Stand by your man. You got to help me. Come on.
Give him two arms to hold you. When nights are cold and lonely, and you are feeling homely.
Go ahead.
All right, pass the beer, Ma. Pass the bottle.
Never mind the bottle. No, sing that one.
I guess we're gonna chop it up and stop it.
43 minutes.
Now, I have to say that next time we're going to bring the video camera, and it's going to be, because this is something where you really need the visual, and I guarantee whatever horrors you're picturing, the visual is probably 10 times as horrible. So you're going to love it. You're going to love it. And Matthew's mother said she's going to wear a thong and no top at all. So for the video. So we're in a lot of luck here. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, my fans.
Goodbye, my fans. Goodbye.
Goodbye, my beautiful fans.
She's still a prostitute. I don't give a damn what she says.